Hi folks, welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show. This is Tony coming to you from New Zealand, and I have Lynn Liaz on the show with me today. First time I've actually had Lynn on the A Minute to Midnight show. I think I've been on your show once, Lynn, and this is the first time we've had you on the A Minute to Midnight show, so it's awesome to be chatting to you today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on your show. And yes, this is my first time here, and it's always very awesome to talk to you, Tony, you know, about the things of the Lord and what's going on in the world today.
Yeah, and we do have a bit of communication, talking about all kinds of things and prepping and survival and different stuff. And you've kind of been combining some of those things lately in some, I think, awesome videos, camping and coffee, where you do a little bit of that kind of outdoorsy stuff and then bring a really good message. So I've been really enjoying those.
Thank you. Yeah, they're a lot of work. It takes me between setup and then, you know, shutting it down. It takes about 4 to 5 hours to record those. I'm using multiple cameras. And then, of course, it takes me many hours just to edit and get it up onto YouTube. But I'll tell you what, it is very fun at the same time. And it's just a nice way to kind of get people into some prepping and showing them a couple things, while at the same time having that ambiance of being by the fire and talking about Jesus and just anything related to the Bible and Bible prophecy.
I'd imagine that, like me, many, many people that watch your videos are going to be wishing that we were there around that campfire with you. I'm sure you get that reaction from everybody. So it's got to be a winner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, I've had some thoughts about maybe having some guests, and I got Pastor Rocky Veach. He's very well known for being the pastor when the Sandy Hook thing happened, you know, years ago. He's still there, by the way, in that town. And he was also the pastor, in a shooting down south. And he's an awesome guy, though. Awesome, awesome guy. But he's going to do a fireside chat with me in October, so that should be interesting. It'll be getting cold here in Ohio, too, around that time.
Yeah, that's the thing, I guess. They've got only certain months you can do them before it gets too cold. Like, I wouldn't want to be doing camping and coffee videos where I am here in New Zealand at the moment. It's just not the right time of year. It'll be camping and freezing videos.
But yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but they're really good. I've been really enjoying them, like I say. One thing I think, too, that I'm sure other people like me really like is your kind of realness, and, you know, you're able to talk about things that aren't going so well in your life at times and still really bringing God into the picture. And because, you know, none of us have perfect, like, squeaky clean lives, and lives where you fluff up the clouds and polish the sky and everything's wonderful, you know. It's life isn't always like that. So I think it's really encouraging to hear realness in videos, and you're really capturing that in those videos.
Yes, that's very, very important to me, because I think people are looking for real. They're tired of the people that are unreachable, that just seem so perfect. And people want someone they can relate to. They want to know other people are going through things. They want to know they're not alone in their journey, you know, of ups and downs and all arounds and things like that. They like that. And another thing that I do that's very important to me is I do not, generally speaking, prepare for anything other than prayer. I just kind of go with the flow of whatever the Lord lays on my heart. Like, I did a video in my kitchen the other day, and I start off saying something about vitamins. Well, I really didn't know what I was going to talk about, and I just turned around and looked at my vitamins, and the Lord said vitamins. After I spoke and said, we're going to talk about vitamins today, then the Lord began to reveal to me what I was going to say, you know, which it went into the subject of our spiritual health and how we over-concern ourselves with our physical health. But basically, if we aren't taking care of our spiritual health, all the other stuff we're doing isn't going to matter. So that's where the message went. So I love to do videos that way. I just enjoy letting the Holy Spirit lead me and saying whatever's on God's mind and just being His voice.
Yeah, and that's a great way of doing it. And to be honest, I've been learning a lot, and you know, feeling a real connection with some of your videos of late when I've watched them, because they are real and they do seem to have this just freshness about the direction of them. And there's always something in it that challenges you. And I've certainly felt challenged by a lot of the things that you've had to say. And particularly because you haven't exactly had the easiest year, have you?
Actually, it hasn't been the easiest last few years. And that's been really difficult. Yeah, just a lot of hellish, and I literally mean the place, hell, things that I have gone through and demonic attacks of the worst kind. And it wasn't just one thing at once. It was everything at once. I mean, my son, who's not 12 anymore, he's 14, but when he was 12, you know, he got arrested. I heard cops outside my window or somebody yelling. Well, no, I didn't hear cops. I heard loud voices of men. I look out the window and there's cops running. This was back in 2018. And so I go outside and my son's laying face down in the neighbor's yard. And there's cops chasing after him with tase guns, screaming at him. And that was very traumatic. And then at the same time, I was going through a situation with a sociopathic narcissist husband, whom he is an ex-husband now, but who was just, it was horrible. Go read about narcissist and you'll know what I went through. But then come to find out we were separated, but he was on a dating sites cheating on me, but accusing me of cheating when I wasn't doing anything. But that's what narcissists do. They project what they're doing onto you. There was a lot of mental, emotional, verbal abuse, as well as some physical, being spit in, you know, had my face spit upon, and just all sorts of terrible, terrible things. But I went through that and still went through it after the divorce. Our divorce was in February of this year, but there was still more stuff after that. I went through two custody battles and the whole prophecy and the news ordeal. Just everything. Oh, and moved. I had to move out of that area. I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder from that marriage. And I had to get out of that area. I was only living three blocks from him. And it was torturous. I felt, I can't even describe it. When you have PTSD, certain areas where things happened will feel like this black, heavy weighted cloud sitting on you, and it torments you, and you're just so depressed. I was so depressed, I laid on the couch for 2 weeks and cried, which I talked about in a recent video, which drew me closer to the Lord. But I got out of there and moved here. So it's just been one crazy, crazy year. Then, of course, we have the censorship that's happened on YouTube and on social media, which has affected me and affected my views and my channel. And you know, and the donations, you know, I survive on people's donations to my ministry. So that has, excuse me, that has affected that as well. So it's just been unending.
You know, I can relate to so many of those things that you've just said myself, starting off with the son at 14. My kids are well past that now, they're all grown up, but I remember, because I got three, and two of them at 14, it was just nightmares with police and things like that. So it's like, oh yes, I know the 14, that was, you know, something that I went through with my own kids. I also have had my share of narcissists in the past, so I know a bit about what that's like. And as far as the donations and all of that, well, because I'm the same, survive off it. And it's pretty hard when there's not much coming in at times. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed, and I've had so many people that have been telling me that YouTube has been unsubscribing them from our YouTube channel, and, you know, without asking them, they just unsubbed. And I've lost count of how many people have told me that. They said, hey, they've unsubscribed us. And I think that's blatant censorship, and it's just not right.
Yes, you are correct, because not only do I have mass amounts of people unsubscribed, but it gets worse. They resubscribe and then get unsubscribed again. They also remove views from videos. I can't tell you how many videos. Yep. I checked the views, and let's say I remember this documentary, for example, I did on the Statue of Liberty and Freemasons and Luciferianism and stuff. So I checked the views after I had uploaded it several weeks after, and it had a ton of views. And then I checked back a little while later, a few hours later, and it lost 6,000 views approximately. And I'm not kidding. So you've got that going on. Then you've got Facebook is doing something where when you make a post, people don't see your post. Because I really got frustrated with that. I thought, oh my gosh, if I post a stupid cat video on my Facebook or a silly picture, I get hundreds of comments and likes and shares. But if I post a video that I worked for hours and hours on, it would have just a couple likes, maybe one comment, if that, maybe two, and maybe two or three shares. So I was getting really frustrated thinking, why aren't people helping me out here by sharing the videos? So I made a post about that. Come to find out, it was only happening when I post my videos. So people responded saying, Lynn, we haven't been getting notifications for your videos. I got notified of this, but not of your notifications for your videos. So it's happening on Facebook. It's happening on YouTube. Videos are being demonetized. And I do want to point something out real quick, Tony, that I think is important for your followers to hear as well as anybody listening who follows me. I have a lot of people say, if your videos are demonetized, why are they still playing ads? And then they think that we're lying or something about it. Well, what I want to tell those of you out there listening is they will still put ads on your video. And this is really crooked. They demonetize me and they say, oh, your video is not advertiser friendly. So what they do is they demonetize me, but they still put ads on the video and they make money off of the advertising and I don't. And yet it makes no sense. They're saying that it's not advertiser friendly, but yet they're still putting ads on it. So it's gotten really bad. Really, really bad. And it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it is going to get worse. Personally for me, and it's not to say that other people should, you know, do the same thing, but I know when I was, you know, ages ago, right back when we first started A Minute to Midnight, and I prayed about it and all that, I felt God clearly telling me not to use YouTube at all, the ads or the monetization. So I've never done it from day one. There's no ads on any A Minute to Midnight videos, and I've never received a cent from YouTube, but it actually doesn't stop them from censoring us and doing the unsubscribing and the viewer numbers being taken down and all of that stuff. I mean, it is pretty frustrating at times. And it's been going on a long time, but I think it's probably worse than ever now. And it's interesting, I saw an article day before yesterday by an ex-Google employee, saying that, you know, that's exactly what they're doing. They're with conservatives and Christian channels and anybody that doesn't follow the liberal kind of political viewpoint, they are censoring you on these platforms. So it's not just us thinking it's happening and saying to people, hey, this is happening. People go, oh, no. It absolutely is happening. And it's not only to us. I know other channels similar to ours having the same problems.
Yes. And like I said, it's just going to be something that's going to get worse and worse and worse. And, you know, the reason I monetized on mine is because I never wanted to ask people to support me financially or anything like that. And I didn't have to ask up until July of 2017 when they started doing this, because that's how I survive. I do this full time. And it's just, that's not the only way they are censoring or punishing us, of course. It's the other things too that we just discussed, like the censorship in relation to unsubscribing people and then re-unsubscribing them and shadow banning us, where our videos don't circulate around YouTube and they don't get advertised and so forth. But, you know, the Bible clearly tells us too, and this reminds me of something else kind of off the subject, but we're talking about Christians and conservatives and things that are happening. But it brings to mind about the Christians today. And the majority of people, at least in this nation that I'm in, the USA, if you go look at statistics that say they're Christian, you know, that word is used loosely in these days. Like if somebody just believes in God or they're not some other religion, you know, outside of Jesus and God, like they don't belong to Islam or they're not Buddhist, they say, I'm a Christian. So this term is used loosely. And the Bible tells us judgment begins in the house of God. And here's the problem. The church is in a mess. And when I say church, I am in no ways talking about a building. I'm talking about the body of Christ throughout the world. The church is in a huge mess. Right now, we have the overall majority of churches preaching a corrupted, watered-down, wicked message that does not even go according to God's word. You know, these churches treat the Bible like trail mix. And so do a lot of these Christians today. It's they treat God's word like trail mix. They pick and choose what they want. And the stuff they don't prefer or like, they just leave in the bottom of the bag, so to speak. You know how when you eat trail mix, a lot of times the nuts and raisins get left at the bottom of the bag. And that's what the church is doing. And they're only hearing what they want to hear. We cannot dissect God's word like that. It is a whole living being from start to finish, from Genesis to Exodus. We have to take the whole word and we have to utilize the whole entire word of God in our lives, not just what we like, not just the sweet, sugary sounding stuff. And so the church is really falling apart. And so now we've got this big dominionist, new apostolic reformation movement that is growing and growing. And I believe personally that this movement is the end times one world religion deal that we read about in the Bible that we know is going to happen during this time. I believe this is the formation of this one world religion. And we've got Trump's religious advisors all belong or are part of this whole new apostolic reformation movement. And it's very, very evil and twisted. And in fact, the false things about it are so subtle to most believers that don't really know God's word through and through that they buy into it. And they think these people are just Holy Spirit filled and led by the Lord, and they're not.
Couldn't agree more. And the reality is that many of these people are not only New Apostolic Reformation, but they're Dominionists, Seven Mountains Dominionist theology. And that sort of started off in about 1975 with Lauren Cunningham, that Seven Mountains movement. And then it sort of wasn't so popular for a while. It sort of fell away. But then about 2000, it was reawakened by Lance Wallnau, and he, of course, then later wrote a book about Donald Trump and Trump's presidency, and he was the first guy to call Donald Trump King Cyrus and all of that, and that book went huge. And basically, it's Seven Mountains Dominionism that Lance Wallnau pushes, and if people don't know what it is, it's basically seven areas that they believe the church needs to take control of before Jesus returns. They are family, religion, education, business, government, media, and art. And what I find really, really interesting too is that, and of course Mark Taylor, the fireman, who I believe is a totally false prophet, is also a Seven Mountains Dominionist. And of course Kenneth Copeland and many of the others around Donald Trump, as you mentioned, Lynn. But what another thing I find really, really interesting is it's not only these Christian Dominionists that are pushing the Seven Mountains thing, but I've done a lot of research in recent times over Theosophists and Alice Bailey and people like that and her writings and the Lucius Trust, which is very much, well, it was started by Alice Bailey, originally called the Lucifer Publishing Company, and then they changed it to Lucius Trust and Publishing Company. And they also are pushing a similar type of thing. I just want to scroll down here. I've somewhere got it. This was actually on the Lucius Trust website. I'm just going to read two paragraphs from it. They are not, they don't run concurrently on their webpage, but one's the first paragraph and the other one's towards the end. It says here, the article is called Hierarchy of Light, and it's a Lucius Trust. Throughout time, the idea of a group of wise and enlightened beings working behind the scenes to guide our planet has been conveyed in spiritual teachings and literature and myth. This group, known by various names such as the Spiritual Hierarchy, the Masters of Wisdom, and the Elder Brothers, have ever come forth in times of crisis, and today will be no different. Great teachers such as Socrates, Sri Krishna, Muhammad, the Buddha, and Christ have all been members of the hierarchy. And of course, Alice Bailey, as I mentioned, she was channeled all her information by what she called an ascended master or various ascended masters. And they just put Jesus in that. They think he's some sort of ascended master, which I won't go into the details of that. But then in the further down, it says, this is another paragraph, the hierarchy works ceaselessly and could be compared to a great army working for world upliftment. They are the inspiration for the major changes being implemented in the world, yet they take no credit for the work that they do. Through the process of spiritual impression, they influence those leaders and progressive thinkers whose minds and hearts are receptive to the new and forward-looking incoming ideas. Their work extends to all aspects of our planetary life, and then it lists seven things, and just look how close they are to the Seven Mountains Dominionists. They are, according to the Lucius Trust, politics, education, religion, art, science, psychology, and economics. In other words, it's the Theosophists' version of the Seven Mountains.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. I knew about Lucius Trust and all of that, but I didn't know they had such a thing as well. It's just very, very evil. And people don't realize, unfortunately, well, let me back up. A lot of people are not even aware of the new Apostolic Reformation movement. They're not aware of Dominionism, which is part of that. They're not aware of how dangerous it is. They're not aware of how this plays right in to end times Bible prophecy and this whole new world order, one world religion, and the coming Antichrist. And it's something more and more people need to be aware of. In fact, I did a documentary on it, which I shared with you, Tony, and you watched most of it, I believe.
I ended up watching the whole thing in the end, yes.
Yeah, it gives a lot of information that people are not aware of. And in fact, I made I designed the video cover for it, and I found pictures of some of these, you know, one of the founding fathers of the whole movement, as well as Rick Warren. And I found almost exact pictures of Hitler doing the same hand motions that they're doing. And if you go watch that video, those of you out there listening, if you go watch that video, you'll understand how it also plays right in with Adolf Hitler and what he did. And the whole thing is very deep, too much to talk about probably in this show, but very, very deep and definitely a huge sign of the times. And I found it interesting, Tony, that this whole seven mountain mandate, you know, and you talk about the harlot sitting on these seven mountains.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Rome doesn't play into part of that. In fact, I don't even know because it hasn't happened yet. This is just some thoughts I had, okay? But we see the harlot riding the beast. I believe the harlot is this end times one world religion, okay? Or part of that. And she's sitting on the seven mountains. So I find it interesting that the seven mountains or this whole NAR Dominionist movement has the seven mountain mandate. And even more interesting, I researched some notes in one of my Bible commentary books. I think it was the Baker's Illustrated or something like that. But I did some research and come to find out, I think it's John, I can't remember if it's John 14 or not John, sorry, Revelation 14 or 15. But when John sees the vision of the harlot and he's in awe, if you do the study on this and the commentary, he sees the vision of this, and from a distance, it's something that looks like this this goddess. And I wish I had this in front of me, and I didn't because I didn't know I'd mention this. But this goddess, tell me real quick off the top of your head, Tony, the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, isn't yeah.
That's a Roman goddess. Okay. So there's another Roman goddess and I can't remember her name. I think it starts with a Z or something, but there's another Roman goddess that was popular back then that looks very similar, by the way, to our Statue of Liberty. So get this. So in the commentary, and this will blow your mind that I did, and I've got pictures of this. John sees this harlot and she looks like this other goddess, this other Roman goddess. But as he sees it more clearly in the vision, all of a sudden he realizes that it is a different goddess that is very similar to this other one. Could it be that he was seeing the Statue of Liberty? You know, and he's talking about, he's talking in there about all this stuff to do with this harlot seated on these seven mountains at the same time. And we know that the Statue of Liberty is very symbolic of this nation. And we have New York City that is like the big, you know, where our World Trade Center is and everything like that. Very huge. So I encourage all of you to do some research on Revelation and research it for yourself. You know, John is stunned because he realizes this isn't this other Roman goddess. It's something that looks very similar to her.
So let's look at the actual verse about the seven mountains is Revelation 17:9, and this is a King James version, and it says, "And here is
boy,
the mind."
Boy, I was way off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's 17 and 18 is 14. Yeah, 13 and 14 deals with the Antichrist too, though. But 17 and 18 are the Mystery Babylon ones. 17:9. Says this, "And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth." And most translations, which you point out in your great video, say mountains, not hills. Only the NIV, I think, says hills. So it's seven mountains. It's interesting too, because Jerusalem also sits on seven mountains, and so does Rome, as we know. And also, I believe, where Neom is being built, Muhammad bin Salman's project, if it goes ahead, that will also have seven biblical mountains in there. So is it possible that the seven mountains is symbolic of a whole lot of different things and tied in with this seven mountains dominionist movement? I mean, I don't know. I don't think any of us will know for sure until it happens, but I totally think that it's not coincidence that these people are using seven mountains as their, you know, their belief system, these dominionists. I don't think it's any coincidence at all.
Well, is it okay real quick? I just found it. I looked up the you know, this comes from the Baker, I believe it's the Baker, because I took a picture of it on my phone, Bible commentary. Is that okay if I share it real quick? It's real short.
Go for it.
It says, and it's, yes, Revelation 17:9, and I apologize for saying, I don't know why I was thinking 14 and 15, but it says, "From a distance, the woman seated on the beast's seven heads, which represent seven mountains or hills, looks like a royal figure. She is dressed in purple and scarlet clothing and adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls. She is a parody of De Roma, the patron goddess of the city of Rome, featured on imperial coins as sitting on Rome's seven hills or seven mountains. But seen up close, the woman is actually a drunken courtesan sporting gaudy jewelry and clothes exacted from the kings of the earth with whom she has sexual relations." Now, if you go look up De Roma, she's very similar in appearance to the Statue of Liberty, which is also a Roman goddess. And not only that, the Statue of Liberty and De Roma both represent the same things: liberty, freedom, diplomacy, whatever. You know, it's just very interesting when you really dig in and you find all these little things and you really research stuff and study it, you can certainly find a lot of interesting things. And if you want, Tony, after we're done recording, I'll send you the picture of that commentary, if you want to put it up on the screen or not.
Good.
And I'll send you the picture of De Roma as well as Statue of Liberty next to one another too.
That sounds like an excellent idea. Yes, totally. And like I say, we don't know exactly how it's all going to play out, but the fact of the matter is that the Christian Dominionists are trying to take over the world in a sense, and believing they have to make the world ready for Jesus to return. And the Theosophists are trying to make the world ready for the Maitreya, which they believe is coming. That's, you know, their, well, we believe, well, I believe it'll be the Antichrist. But basically, I think this was something that Matt wrote, and he said, essentially, in a nutshell, Dominionists have a belief that the elite army of overcomers will overcome the enemies of Jesus and gain power and authority throughout the earth. The world's government will be upon their shoulders, and when all the secular authorities and governments have finally submitted to them, Christ will return. Then they can present the kingdom to him, which is ludicrous because, you know, if you look at what things Jesus had to say and the apostles said, for example, John 16:11, it says, and concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. So who's the ruler of the world? Well, 1 John 5:9 says, we know that we are of God and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So how's fallen man supposed to take back the kingdom from Satan? We are told he's the ruler of the world, and the Great Commission was to win souls for Christ. So where do these Dominionists think they get their mandate from to take the earth back from Satan? It's just crazy, in my opinion. It's not biblical anyway.
No, it's definitely not biblical, and it is crazy. However, if you really watch some of these, if the average person who's maybe read their Bible a little bit and gone to church hears some of these Dominionist NAR preachers and evangelists, they would not understand or even realize that what they're teaching is false doctrine and very dangerous, because, oh, it seems so entertaining, and they seem so pumped up and on fire, and they're even doing healings, which I believe are, a lot of them can be fake. You know, they have people that show up that they pay to pretend they got healed, but they use that, I believe they use that Kundalini, demonic Kundalini spirit. And that could be one thing. And we know that the false prophet does a lot of miracles during the tribulation period that would cause people to believe that he's using the powers that come from the Holy Spirit, but he's not. He's using satanic powers.
You know, and yeah, I agree totally. And another thing with these new apostolic reformation prophets and apostles and the political leaders and their leaders with these seven mountains fields, which they want to take over the seven mountains or, you know, have severe influence in them, is their grandiose ideas, which will put them at the top of the pyramid, really, and the rest of humanity subservient to these great super apostles and they call themselves prophets and apostles, and we look to them, and everyone's supposed to kind of look to them as the leaders. But it's actually like a pyramid scheme, in a sense, where, well, narcissists tend to rise to the top, don't they? Because they have exaggerated self-importance, and you know, they seem to want to get everybody following them. So it's only natural that narcissists tend to be driven, and they end up at the top of these fields anyway. So no, the only time I think a world government with Christian world government type of thing that can ever work is when Jesus himself is governing it after he returns, not before he returns, and the kingdom being made ready for Jesus. I don't see it anywhere in the scriptures at all.
Yeah, there are a lot of just really corrupt things going on all over the place in relation to end times events. And for me, it's quite obvious that we are indeed standing on the very verge of some greater events. We're seeing the strange weather patterns. We're hearing about possible food. Well, no, not possible. They're saying that we're going to have food shortages because of the crazy weather we've had, where there was nothing but all this rain. And then in other places, there's drought. There's this whole earthquake business going on that's really strange out in California. Now, here's something very interesting. out in California, people are looking at Yellowstone. But these earthquakes that are happening are actually right where there's an underground super volcano, a caldera. And I'm going to look it up and send it to you so you can put the name of it on the screen, Tony. But it's huge. It's massive. It makes Yellowstone look like child's play. So where these earthquakes are taking place, the biggest ones that are happening out in California, there is a super volcano, a caldera right there that if you look up news reports on this, if it goes off, like I just said, Yellowstone's going to look like nothing. And if it does go off, it's going to fit completely with end times Bible prophecy with the way things go down. It would be just major destruction. It would be horrible. So we're seeing all these crazy, crazy things going on in the world. And I think it's time for people to really open their eyes. You know, I don't want people to be afraid. What I want people to do is to be moved to get their lives in order, to repent, which means change your mind, change your heart, turn away from intentional sin. You know, we all sin and make mistakes, and as long as we're in a body of flesh, we will. I'm talking about willful, intentional sinning, living in it without any repentance. And people really need to get right, and they need to get close to the Lord. The Lord told me a long time ago, before I even had a YouTube channel, I wasn't even on the internet. I had no idea how I would tell people this. But he told me there would come a day when people, his people, would not hear him as strongly as they had been hearing him. But he wanted me to tell the people that he was closer than ever before, and to just continue to draw closer to him. He is there. He's hearing us. And the reason for this is because of the increase in wickedness, which is blocking things out in the heavenly realms. If you think about Ephesians 6:10-20, you know, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness and rulers in high places, rulers in the air. So he's hearing us, but sometimes we're not hearing him, whether it be, you know, for our own personal reasons, we're going through something, we're a mess emotionally. But there's also going to be the reason of that these principalities and wicked demonic powers are going to be so increased as what is happening right now, that people are going to have to really get close to God, closer than ever, to be able to really hear his direction. But the problem is people don't have their antennas up right now. They're too caught up in other things, because the enemy is just going to town on God's people right now, destroying the families, destroying the body of Christ. And he's doing this, and he's doing it in order that our antennas won't be up. We will be pulled away from the Lord. We will be wounded soldiers on the battlefield, laying down without our artillery. We'll be on the front lines of enemy warfare, being shot at and taken out. And that's exactly what Satan wants. So my word for everybody out there right now is it's time to get close to God, put your faith in him. If you don't feel him right now or hear him, just keep getting closer to him. Trust that he is there. Don't trust your feelings. Your feelings are like the wind. They can blow this way or that. Trust what you know God's word says, and just trust in him, lean on him, and just pray like never before, because I think it's about to get really, really bad.
Yeah, and it's really sad too when you see people falling away that are, well, whether they were ever really Christians, I guess only God knows, but falling away from the faith and renouncing it publicly, or you get people in some sort of ministry role that get themselves into a sin trap, and then it destroys their family and they leave or whatever. And not only does it destroy a ministry if the ministry was ever valid, but it then leaves people going, oh, we can't trust these evangelical Christians because look at them, look what they do type of thing. But aside from that, the actual damage it does to families, you mentioned at the beginning about your ex-husband and, you know, what was going on there. And that stuff's really damaging. And it's a long time ago for me, but, and I don't put all the blame on my ex-wife either, because I had roles to play in it all. But I went through the same thing, being left for someone, went straight away and shacked up with someone else and left me with the kids and all that. And now this is a long time ago, but I don't think I've ever really recovered from it properly. I'll be honest. It's still, all this time later, it still hurts and the damage is still there. And I'm sure I speak for her as well now, that it was a bad decision, and she would not probably mind me saying that, what she did at the time. And it destroyed the family and all my kids. They bore the price for it, and it's affected them to some degree for the rest of their lives to this point as well. So that is how Satan destroys things. It really is, you know. And we have to be so careful that we aren't aiding and abetting him in his schemes to destroy families and bring the body of Christ into disrepute too.
Yes, and you know, we're talking about the narcissist. That's another thing. I did some heavy, deep research on narcissism and the spirit of Jezebel. And if you read the diagnosis or the symptoms and the traits, they're almost identical. So what I believe that we're seeing now, whereas Jezebel's been around for a long, long time, I believe we're seeing a much more wicked version of Jezebel for this hour, because Jezebel, that spirit's main purpose. Now, Jezebel will attack anyone and everyone, but its main focal point is to attack those who are in the ministry. And we're seeing that happening right now. And not only that, this spirit is brutal and wicked. It is growing. You can go find worldly articles right now on worldly websites like Psychology Today talking about narcissism being at a all-time high. And it's growing and growing, and there's many reasons: social media, selfies. And for those of you out there listening, narcissism isn't just about how you look. A lot of people think of it's just how you look. It isn't. It's very evil. It's people who are so wicked. They are all about themselves. They will destroy other people for mere pleasure. They actually enjoy destroying others. They project, they gaslight you. They just seek to destroy you and suck the life out of you. And they will. I urge everyone out there to look it up, because it is one of the most evil types of spirit I have come across in people. And it's growing and growing and growing. In fact, now, Tony, I don't have this verse in front of me, but it's in Timothy, where it describes how, you know, these men that will go into the homes of naive women, or silly, naive women who are caught up in sin. And it talks about this demonic spirit who all it cares about is itself. It's lovers of money, lovers of self, you know, and everything else. That verse, to me, when I read it, describes this Jezebel narcissist spirit.
Yeah, and it plays out through people for sure. And I'm just going back to my situation, which I've never really talked about online here before. But, you know, it was an absolute definite narcissist that weaseled his way in, until he'd managed to get my ex-wife to go with him and basically destroyed her for the next 10 years until she finally escaped from him. But that's how it works. And he was a masquerading as a Christian and taking people in. That's what they do, because narcissistic people are very good at getting people to think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's how they work, until they have you in the trap and in the web, and then you really find out what they're all about. But I think there is a huge increase in that today, and I only say that from my personal situation. It is a long time ago, but I've seen it now, because in so many other situations, you get to see what these people are really like, and the beacon is, aha, I know that characteristic, I know that trait. And we need to be really, really aware. And so I think for me doing this show, it's given me, as much as it was an awful experience for me with that guy, because I saw what I saw with him, it's enabled me to see those traits in other people too, in supposed ministries. And I'll be honest, there's been quite a few times people have said, oh, you should get such and such on your show, or that such and such person has actually contacted me and wanted to get on here. And it's like my beacon inside says, warning, warning, warning. So we have to be really careful. You know, other things, have you got any sort of thoughts that you'd like to bring up at the end here, Lynn, before we do close off?
Yeah, just, and I appreciate you giving me that time to and asking me to share some thoughts. I appreciate that. Just basically that people need to be very, very careful right now. You need to really get close to the Lord. Get into God's word. Don't just believe what you hear. There's so many twisted versions of God's word being preached right now. Get into God's word for yourself prayerfully. Ask him to help you to understand and to open your eyes. And be aware that we are indeed in the end times. Begin to just ask the Lord to reveal maybe hidden sins, things that you're not aware of. And the things you are aware of, if it's something you're really stuck in. I understand there's some sins that we struggle with that we just can't seem to break free from. Okay. So what I urge you to do is take that first step to repentance in that and go to the Lord, you know, with all of your heart and tell him, Lord, I really don't want this thing. I feel stuck. I feel like I'm in a pit and I'm stuck and I don't know how to get out of this. And I need your help. I need you to throw me down the rope and just help me because I don't know what else to do. And I feel bad that I keep doing this thing. The Lord will know your heart. He looks at your heart. He will know that you are sincere in your heart. And he will not only throw the rope down and get you out, he'll come down in that pit with you and hold on to you and help pull you up. It may not happen overnight. It may take weeks. It could take months. But he will come and he will help you. Sometimes it's a process. I don't know why none of us understand why. Why do some people get some immediate deliverance on the spot? And why is it that other people don't? Something we'll never understand. All we can understand is this, that God is God. He has a reason for everything he does. All of our lives are different. We all have a different call on our lives. We all have different things that are going to happen and may not happen. Different people that are going to cross our paths, different testimonies to share. We just never know why. But as I always say, faith isn't getting what you want. Faith is when you don't get what you want, you still trust the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, and you don't lean on your own understanding. You depend on him and you consider him in all things, regardless of the fact that things didn't work out your way. Because you know what? In the end, it's not about our way. It's not about us at all. It's about Jesus Christ and about God's plan, not just for you, but for everyone. So just hold on to that. Remember that he is there with you. He loves you. We will never understand the mind of God. The Bible tells us this. It says, my ways are not your ways, you know, says the Lord. Our ways are nothing alike. But we do know and that we can get close to him through his word and through prayer. And I think we're so distracted in our lives that we're not spending enough quality time in his word. And not only that, we're doing the fellowship type of prayer where we talk to him all throughout the day off and on is why we're doing other things. But we're not giving him that sacrificial prayer, which is where we actually go off by ourselves. We shut everything else out. And we get on our hands and knees. You know, King David greatly moved God when he would lay flat on his stomach and pray to God and cry out to him. God's moved by that. God hears your fellowship prayers, but he is moved by a prayer where you get down on your face before him and you show total humility and submission and you cry out to him. So let's all take time. Spiritual warfare. You know, most of us Christians today, we're not spending enough time doing these things. So our form of spiritual warfare is like whipping out a squirt gun and trying to destroy the devil. It ain't going to happen. Okay. We're fighting the enemy with squirt guns, not even super soakers. So if you really want to be victorious. You're going to have to spend more time with the Lord and really pray it out and pray and pray and pray and pray like never before and just really seek the Lord and you will have victory. Jesus already had victory on the cross for us, but we're not receiving it because we're not obeying him and we're not doing the things that he told us to do in his word in order to be victorious. So victory is yours if you want it, but you got to receive it and you've got to trust in the Lord with all your heart and you've got to obey God. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate you giving me a moment to say that.
That was awesome. Awesome thing. I totally agree. And challenges me as well. Do you want to give our listeners your YouTube channel and website so they can find you? I'm sure they probably largely will know anyway, but just a reminder.
Sure. And I actually use my YouTube more than my website. I'm very, very behind on my website, but I'm trying to post my videos on my website because of the censorship on YouTube. And like I said, since I went to Oklahoma weeks ago, I'm behind. So I got to catch up on that. But my YouTube channel is youtube.com/Lynn. That's LYNLEAHZ, Lynn Lee Oz. So you can go visit me at my YouTube channel. If you want to subscribe to my website, I will be getting caught up soon. It is freedomnationnews.com. Again, that's freedomnationnews.com. You can go there. If you're interested in looking me up or seeing any of the videos, I'm going to be recording another fireside chat, coffee camping video this evening after we're done here. So I don't know what the Lord's going to speak or lay on my heart yet, to be honest, but I'm just going to go with the flow as always and hope that it blesses people. And Tony, you're such a blessing to so many, and I've been following you for quite a while now. And I appreciate what you do here on A Minute Till Midnight. And I appreciate what everybody who shares on your website and in your podcast, I appreciate what they do. And you're just such a blessing. You reach so many people and God has really given you such a wonderful platform and a wonderful group of people to work with. And I just wanted to say that God bless you. You're awesome. And God is really using you.
Thank you. And, you know, that's quite flattering and I'm really grateful. And I just want to finish with saying to people, we did discuss dominionism. I recommend going back. I think your video's 31st of March titles Dominionism and I can't remember the rest of it. But people would do well to go and actually watch that video on Lynn's YouTube channel. Thank you so much for coming on today and we'll definitely have to do this again sometime, Lynn.
Well, really quick, would it be okay if we close with prayer real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll start and then when I pause, then you pick it up. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
I just feel moved to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, just thank you so much for the fact that Tony and I were able to just share this message together today and to share it with other people. And we just pray that each and every person that's listening or will hear this broadcast, number one, that you will cause the people who need to hear it to hear it. And number two, they will not be hindered from hearing it. And number three, Lord, that you will just send out your Holy Spirit to everyone, that they would be moved in some way in their life. Right now, Lord, there's people out there who are sick. There's people out there who are brokenhearted and they need that heart healed, Lord. There's people out there who have marital problems. There's people out there who have problems at work, financial difficulties, you name it, Lord. There are people out there suffering. There's women and men out there suffering who have been cheated on and hurt deeply, Lord, and they're falling apart. Lord, you're just so awesome, Lord. And I just have to say, Father, that we cannot be whole until we are broken. And so everyone out there listening, are you ready to fall apart? Because sometimes we have to be broken to be made whole by God. We put the pieces of the puzzle together ourselves and we fail miserably. We have to let God put it together. And so God, I just thank you and praise you right now that all the broken people out there right now, they're going to wave their white flag and surrender. And they're going to let you put the pieces of their life back together. It may not be overnight, Lord. It may be a process, but you're going to put it back together. And Lord, the stubborn people who just can't seem to have the strength to just surrender to you completely. They keep going back and making the same mistake. I pray, Lord, that if they must be broken in order to come to true repentance, that you will just comfort them and be there for them, ready to catch them, Lord, and that they will repent and they will come to you. And I also thank you and praise you, Father, those of us out there who have children who are in school and that they're going through this worldly educational system, Lord, that you protect their dear hearts and their minds from what the world is teaching them on things to do with transgenderism, homosexuality, perverse sex, Lord, and just all the godless things that they're being taught. They're being taught more about Muhammad and Islam and all of that than they are about the truth of Jesus Christ, Lord. And I just praise you and thank you that you send each and every child in a public school, a Christian person or a Christian friend that they will look up to, that they will listen to, Lord. It may not be an adult because kids today aren't listening to the adults like they should. And Lord, sometimes it takes another child. Lord, send them somebody to listen to. Send angels right now to go to each and every child, Lord, ready to catch them should they fall, that would surround them with a hedge of protection, Father. Oh, Lord, these children have it so much harder than we ever did. Lord, it's gotten so evil. There's things our children are exposed to that we never would have dreamed of. So, Father, go to them right now. Lord, go to the broken families. Lord, the devil gets into the families because he wants to destroy the church. He wants to destroy the family and the church together. It's like a vicious cycle so that he can have his way. But we know that Jesus Christ died and he already claimed the victory for us and we already have won. So let us take hold, Father, and of our sword and raise it high. And let us remember that we are free in Jesus Christ. And let us use the authority that you have given us in your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
And Lord, I pray that those of us who are listening that are Christians, that you would return us to our first love, because it's so easy for it to wear off in time. Lord, I just pray that there would be a return in our hearts to that first love for you, first and foremost in our lives. And if there are those people listening who have not got a relationship with Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, you would draw them to you. And I ask this in Jesus' name. And on that note, if anybody does want to find out how to get saved, there is a link on the A Minute to Midnight website, How to Get Saved. I suggest people go and read that. So I just thank you, Lord, that you've been with us in this show, and I bless Lynn and I bless all the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Lynn. It was just an awesome discussion. I really enjoyed it, and I hope our listeners did too.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And just thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with your listeners, and God bless you. And you just have a beautiful, beautiful day. I know for you, your day's getting started and mine's getting ready to come to a close. So God bless you, Tony.
And all the best doing your next coffee and camping video.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And God bless all of you out there listening.
Folks, visit aminutetomidnight.com, our website, and you can donate to A Minute to Midnight there, which we would really appreciate, since A Minute to Midnight is run 100% by donations. And we really could do with that help. And also, don't forget to like this video if you're watching it on YouTube. And of course, you can also find our shows on iTunes as well as on YouTube and on our website. All the music used in the shows I've written, played, and recorded. And you can download that on the website too if you want. That's about it for today. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you again in a few days' time, God willing, with another show.